as unreasonable to a high degree. The Duchess of Sussex is in talks to return to acting with a role in Netflix series The Gentlemen. Discussions are in their early stages, but this would be Meghan's first significant acting role since her marriage to Prince Harry. Much of the two previous series of The Gentlemen, which was created by Guy Ritchie, have been filmed in the Cotswolds, the area which is rumoured that Harry and Meghan will set up home when they return to the UK later this month. The Gentlemen, starring the actor Theo James, is a comedy series about a duke who becomes a drug baron. The US Supreme Court has temporarily allowed construction of the White House ballroom to move forward. The decision on Friday by Chief Justice John Roberts, issued as a stay, will allow US President Donald Trump's $400 million project to continue as the High Court mulls over a case aiming to halt it entirely. That's your call for now. More news in an hour.
Mearns FM weather.
A chilly start and then a mainly dry and bright day. Just the odd light shower possible, mainly across the north. A maximum temperature of 17 degrees Celsius.
On DAB, online, on FM 105 to 107 and on your smart speaker, this is Mearns FM.
Good afternoon and welcome to Beyond the Microphone. It's a new programme here on Mearns FM. We launched it a couple of Saturdays ago, and it's pretty much focused on a range of issues which we feel are very relevant to anyone within our demographic. So it's normally a hot topic, and it's normally a point of interest for that reason, and can be something that's on quite a few people's minds. So let me just introduce what we'll be talking about today. Today we've unpicked a press release that was issued this week, and the press release made reference to new parents unprepared for the emotional reality of parenthood. Now, the information was provided via Kate Silverton, who's a best-selling parenting author. She's a broadcaster and a BACP registered therapy. BACP stands for the British Association for Counselling and Psychotherapists. Well, looking at the information, almost 9 in 10 new parents have found it harder to manage their mental health since having a baby, and that translates to 88%, so that's actually very high. Now, research is conducted by Censuswide, who's a member of the Market Research Society, the MRS. Also, they're members of the British Polling Council, the BPC. And they sampled 2001 parents in the UK with children under the age of three, and that data was collated 10th till the 16th of July this year. And just to put this programme into context and this issue that we're talking about today, I'm going to share a quote from a parent of one, her name of Caitlin. And she shared her journey with therapy and how it helped her communication with her partner. And I quote, "I thought I prepared myself for the emotional and practical transitions to parenthood. However, nothing can prepare you for what it's really like. In the first couple of months postpartum, I started to find I was struggling mentally, and particularly with things like planning ahead. So, for example, I would get super overwhelmed if one of my friends asked me to go for a coffee with them the next day. And my husband and I started to notice what I was feeling wasn't your typical post-baby blues, and that perhaps I needed some professional support. Now, the therapy sessions I had really helped me identify my triggers and gave me a shared language that I could use with my husband. And in the early days of parenthood, I felt isolated, even though he was right there beside me. But through my therapy sessions, I was able to communicate how I was feeling and how he could support me, which helped us both through this period. Now, I haven't had therapy for a while," says Caitlin, "but she's considering going back now that she's entering a new stage of parenting. Now, as she says, having an unruly toddler, I know how much it supported me through my darkest days, and that it's a tool that I can always and will always go back to keep my mental health on track," unquote. So that's just showing you a view from one new parent and her journey there. But let's go into this interview. We'll take a short song break now, and then we'll open up the interview with Sarah Weekly of the BACP. Before we get into the research, as a therapist and as a mum, but before all of that, would you introduce yourself as to why you are here on this platform and why we're talking together on this subject?
Yes, well, I think that, as you said, it can be hard to talk about certain things, and I think we talk a lot about the practicalities of becoming new parents, but often don't talk about the emotional realities and the relational aspects of becoming new parents. And that can really catch people out if they find that they're struggling. And then they can feel that there's something wrong with them, rather than realizing that actually just a bit of help could make a bit of a difference. So yes, I suppose I'm here sort of personally and professionally to get people thinking about why accessing sort of good therapeutic support might actually really help them.
Yeah, very, very good point. And we cover that as we unpack the questions going forward. So getting into that, before we get in the actual root part, as a therapist and a mum yourself, Was there anything that surprised you sort of most emotionally about becoming a parent that you simply couldn't have prepared yourself for, do you think?
I think there were lots of things, actually. I think I really didn't realise how overwhelming it would be. I think I really didn't realise how scared I would feel. And I think, sort of to my point before, I think I sort of really didn't realise sort of how much I just assumed that I would know what to do and be okay with that. So, yeah, no, it definitely caught me out.
Yeah, I can imagine. I was a young mum, so I was definitely in a state of shock for a very long time after, physically and mentally. So, yeah. I get that.
You've got the words to change a nation, but you're biting your tongue. You've spent a lifetime stuck in silence, afraid you'll say something wrong. Come on, you've got a heart as loud as lion, so why let your voice be
when I looked at the research, which was for me very interesting, it sort of talked about sort of parenting or parenthood sort of preparation gap. With parents almost twice as likely to feel unprepared for the emotional transition than the practical side. And I really do relate to that. So why do you think we spend so much time preparing for the practicalities of having a baby, but so little time preparing ourselves emotionally? And you have touched on it a bit about the assumptions, but can we unpack that a little bit?
Well, I think, yes, we assume that having a baby will be joyful. I think we're given that idea. And I think also we like thinking of things in terms of good and bad, black and white. It's easier to make a decision. And I think if we thought about having a baby in terms of the nuances of all the different emotions it was going to bring up, it might be much harder to think about. So we like thinking about it as a good thing, something we're going to enjoy. And we don't really think about all the emotions that are going to maybe come up, or the different nuances are going to come up, because that might be a bit more complicated and a bit more scary. I think we find it easier to think about all the nitty-gritty of the practicalities, but we don't really want to think about the nitty-gritty of the emotional realities.
Yeah, absolutely. Good point there. Well, again, I'm going to apply stats in this because I think it's completely relevant to orientate the way we're going on this discussion. When I look at the stat of 71% of parents in the research said they felt overwhelmed by the emotional reality of becoming a parent, 47% said that they no longer recognise themselves. Well, why can becoming a parent affect our sense of identity so profoundly?
I think it can help if we quite often see ourselves in relation to other people. Our identity is in relation to other people and to the world around us and how we relate to other people. And we often think of ourselves in terms of giving. We like to give. We're taught that giving to the world, giving to other people is something that we're meant to do. And so becoming a parent can change our ability to give in the same way. We might find it harder to be the same kind of partner. We might find it harder to be the same kind of friend. We might find it sort of harder just to relate to the world in the way that we normally would. And of course, if we've got the sense that actually we're meant to give, not to receive, that actually that can be really disturbing and really confusing. And really, really upsetting, actually, because our identities, we're quite often told, are about giving and not necessarily about receiving. We're not meant to need things. We're not meant to be the ones on the receiving end, if that makes any sense, in our minds anyway. From mountain to sea,
Murdithan. A historic first comes to Aberdeen International Airport this November. In support of the Royal Marines community, serving personnel, veterans and their loved ones, you are invited to the first ever Royal Marines Hangar Ball. In association with Offshore Helicopter Services, the evening will take place right beside the runway within their operational aircraft hangar, transformed for one night only for a black tie ball like no other. An unforgettable evening featuring the musical excellence of the band of His Majesty's Royal Marines Scotland, with live performances, dining, dancing, aircraft and world-class entertainment. Saturday, the 28th of November, an evening of honour, an experience of distinction and a boarding pass to a night beyond compare. To join us, visit rmaball.co.uk. That's rmaball.co.uk.
Listen up for your chance to be in the draw to win a pair of tickets to attend the Getaway Show at the P&J in Aberdeen on either Friday, Saturday or Sunday of the show from the 25th to the 27th of September. Just email, and that's your name, who you'd like to take with you and the preferred date to attend, and send that to win.com. at mearnsfm.org.uk. That's win, it's in W-I-N, at mearnsfm.org.uk. The winner will be announced on Saturday, the 12th of September at 7:30 on the Chris Deans Late Night Show here on Mearns FM. The competition closes 5 o'clock sharp on September the 12th. Now, for general details of the event, it's the Getaway Show, and it's P&J Live Aberdeen, 25th to 27th of September. It's from 10 in the morning till 5 in the evening. Prices are tickets at £14, £14 per adult, and children under the age of 16 go free. Now, for more information, go to their website. It's thegetawayshow.com.
Reflection in the mirror. Why am I doing this to myself? Losing my mind on a tiny error. I nearly left the real me on the shelf.
Especially sort of that leads nicely into one of my curiosities about this was when I looked at almost 9 in 10 new parents said managing their mental health became harder after having a baby. And how can a new parent distinguish between the completely understandable exhaustion, like you said, we used to sort of give,
yeah.
And the upheaval of having a newborn, and signs that they might actually benefit from professional support, because not everyone likes to ask for help.
No, absolutely. No, you're right. I would say a sort of rough rule of thumb might be how you feel about your feelings. So you can feel exhausted and sort of still feel okay in yourself, or you can feel exhausted and scared, overwhelmed, not sure what to do, terrified. So I think there's something about if you know that you are exhausted, but you feel okay managing that, you still feel okay in yourself, then maybe you're not so likely to need some help. But if you're feeling exhausted and actually that feels terrifying, or you're worried about that means something wrong with you or something like that, it's more about the feelings about the feelings. It's the sort of fear about how you're feeling, or the worry about how you're feeling. If you were worried about how you're feeling, that is generally a really good sort of rule of thumb to go, yeah, maybe I could do with a bit of help here.
Yeah, I think it's helpful to have those triggers as well to put you on that pathway, isn't it? Sort of consciously have them.
When you try your best but you don't succeed, when you get what you want but not what you need, when you feel so tired but you can't sleep, stuck in reverse. Tears come streaming down your face when you lose something you can't replace, when you love someone but it goes to waste. Could it be
DAB, online, on FM and on your smart speaker.
This is Mearns FM.
What would you say directly to a new mum or dad who's listening to us right now and thinking, other people seem to be coping, maybe I'm just not good at this?
First of all, I get it. I've been there. It's really upsetting. It can feel really, yeah, as you say, really shameful, like there's something wrong with you if you have those kinds of feelings. And actually, again, it's one of those things, we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You don't know what other kinds of sources of help or support that other people are actually able to access. You don't know what's going on for other people. And it actually doesn't matter, really. If you are needing a bit of support, that doesn't mean there's anything wrong. We can often equate vulnerability with weakness. Mm. And actually, it's not weakness, it's just vulnerability. It just means you need a bit of help.
When your day is long and the night is yours alone, when you're sure you've had enough of this life, hang on.
You're listening to Beyond the Microphone here on Mearns FM, and today we're discussing the parenthood preparation gap, and we're in conversation with Sarah Weekly, who's a BACP therapist and a mum. I think that leads me to something. Again, these percentages are so high. 73% of parents who struggled with mental health felt expectations around being that good parent added to that pressure. So, you know, we get peer pressure all the way through our lives, don't we? And it's sort of a bit shocking that we get it at this vulnerable stage. But where do you think those expectations are coming from? And how can parents begin to just let go of that idea that they've got to get everything right? There must be some freeing agent here that they can think about.
Well, I think you've sort of already touched on it. I think throughout our lives, we have these ideas, or we're given these messages about what it means to be a good daughter, a good son, a good friend, a good partner, a good colleague, all these ideas about what it means to be good in relationship to somebody else. And then sort of, if that's something that you're used to anyway, then of course, social media, culture, family are telling you there is a way to be a good parent. And of course we want to be a good parent, because it's the most sort of incredible, impossible, daunting task in the world, thinking about we're developing a person here. This feels like really, really high stakes work. So that pressure can sort of mount up, rather than us being able to relax and going, I'm okay. And of course, I'm going to say, therapy can really, really help. But I think, I would say that it's really hard sometimes for people to know that they are already good enough. And I think I like the term good enough. It can be overused in different ways, but it's really hard for people to know that they are good enough. And I think therapy can help you understand that you are good enough, that it can help you take that pressure off yourself. Because, because actually everybody already is good enough, pretty much. They just don't know it yet. And therapy can help them understand that.
Absolutely.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by.
Have you ever dreamed of being on radio? Well, Mearns FM is looking for enthusiastic new volunteer presenters to join our fantastic team, and we want to hear from you. We are actively recruiting for weekday drive time and evening presenters. No salary, no pressure, just the passion for great music, local radio, and being part of your community. Full training and support provided. Come and join our welcoming team of volunteers who love what they do. Interested? Well, email your contact details to volunteers@mearnsfm.org.uk. Mearns FM, your local community radio station.
What's that sound?
I'm Maxine Smith, and I'm the host of the Mearns FM Business Spotlight, a special weekly feature every Wednesday from 10 till 11. And it's where you have a 1 hour special programme focused on championing your business, and you even get to choose your own music. Yep, that's Business Spotlight on Mearns FM. Send me an email, business-spotlight@mearnsfm.org.uk. Or you can send a direct WhatsApp message on 078-100-1238. That's Business Spotlight every Wednesday, 10 till 11 on Mearns FM.
Your Mearns FM weekends with...
Your company name here.
To sponsor weekends, call us today on 01569 766 406 or email sponsor@mearnsfm.org.uk. Mearns FM.
I really want to touch on one thing that also highlighted in this research, and something I don't think we talk enough about: fathers. Fathers can struggle too. 2/3 of dads said how they hide their feelings because they believe they need to remain that strong pillar for the family. What should we be saying to those dads about their own mental health? Because, I mean, they got a lot on their shoulders, and that whole traditional thing about being that provider and that brick must be huge for them.
Yeah, No, and it does worry me a lot, actually. Mm. I think there's a lot less tolerance in society for men's vulnerability, and also a lot less recognition of how much dads matter. And I think there's something about really telling dads how much they do matter, and that actually their feelings are as important as mothers. It's different for them. They're going to have different things going on. They've got different pressures. And again, that's spoken about even less. But yeah, no, it's really, really vital that dads understand how much they matter.
Absolutely.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my everybody's worried about me. In too deep, I say I'm in too deep. It's been 2 years, I miss my home. There's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe, yeah, I still believe. Sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. This is my fight song. Take back my life.
If someone's listening to this and they recognise themselves in what we've been talking about today, but they're still thinking, I'm not bad enough to need therapy, what would you actually say to that person?
I would say, if you are worried about how you are feeling, then that is good enough reason to go to therapy. I think, I mean, I really identify with the idea of not being bad enough to go to therapy. It took me ages to go for therapy after having my kids, and I'm really glad I did. Mm. But there is still so much stigma about this idea that to go for therapy, you have to be suicidal or something else. It has to be really, really awful. Rather than going, actually, if you do get a little bit of support right at the beginning, it can pay dividends. It can change your whole journey. It's actually sort of an investment, really, in your relationship with yourself, with your child, with your partner. It's actually really, really important.
I like that reference, investment. And it's interesting, as people, we prepare for a lot of things in our lives, some more frivolous things actually we prepare. You know, if we're going to go on holiday, there's a whole heap of planning that goes on in that. If we're going to buy a car, there's a lot of research, even clothes for some people. So yeah. I'm personally on the view of preventative. Don't ever assume anything. And I would say having, especially as I said, I was a young man, no preparation done there, lots of assumptions. Mm-hmm. Prepare anyway. Book the therapy anyway. Because if you don't need it, it's not going to harm you. You're going to grow because you're actually having a discussion in a very safe space that's reinforcing, that's reaffirming, and can prepare you to catch some things ahead that we actually don't even know they're going to happen yet. Because that's the thing with parenting, isn't it? It's like unpeeling that onion again. We might not be at the layer yet, but there will be a layer ahead of us. Yeah?
Yeah. No, I think you've put it really, really well, definitely. And as you say, sort of accessing a bit of support in advance isn't going to do you any harm. If it's good support, if it's well-held support, sort of, you're always going to learn something, and that will always be useful.
And I think the very, very final key point on this is therapy is really important, but it's also very important to actually have that link with your therapist. So if you have that first session, you're not feeling it, don't give up on that. Don't make that be the stumbling block. There'll be another therapist that you might get that link with.
Keep that's a really, it's a really good point. That relationship is the bit that really matters. So yeah, find somebody that actually is right for you.
Perfect. Sarah, I have to say thank you so much for taking the time to start unpacking this within our community. It's a conversation I'm going to carry on actually in the program and put some provocative questions out there and hopefully see what the responses are. So thank you for your contribution to that and the work that you're doing. It's an absolute privilege to have this conversation.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm so glad you're doing it. Definitely. That's brilliant.
You're broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains. We gon' walk it out and move. And I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I do it a thousand times again. And I'll rise up, I like the waves. I'll rise up in spite of the ache. I'll rise up, and I do it a thousand. The silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet.
love that we have each other. In spite of the ache, I will rise a thousand times again. And we'll rise up, I like the waves. We'll rise up, in spite of the ache. We'll rise up, and we'll do it a thousand times again.
Thanks again there to Sarah Wheatley. A very worthy and relevant conversation had today, and the British Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy. Thank you. Well, I'm going to sort of leave you with a question here, really, because I think it's important. Were you emotionally prepared for parenthood, or did the reality take you by surprise? Perhaps you're listening as a new parent, and perhaps your children are now grown, but you remember those early days very clearly. Or maybe you support new parents through your family or your work or your community. You can contact the programme by emailing us at studio@mernsfm.org.uk. In the subject heading, you can put their new parents, or beyond the microphone, and then we'll pick that up. Now, or you can send me a direct WhatsApp message and send that to 078 1000 1238. But above all as well, if there's anything discussed today that's resonated personally, please don't struggle in silence. Speak to someone you trust. You can contact your GP, your midwife, family nurse or health visitor. An NHS Inform advises that parents can ask their health visitor about support available locally. And if you need urgent medical, a sort of mental health support, sorry, in Scotland, you can phone NHS 24 on 111 and select the mental health option. If it's an emergency, you can call 999. But you can also always phone the Samaritans. It's a free call, and that's any time, day or night. And their number is 116 124. Most importantly, experiencing emotional difficulties does not diminish your love for your child. And reaching out for help is an act of strength and care. Well, you're listening to Beyond the Microphone with me, Maxine Smith, here on Men's FM.
How many times do I have
Well, stay tuned to Mers FM, because coming up, we've got a range of entertainment for you. We'll have some non-stop music with Music Marathon, and then we go straight into our Goals Galore with Mikkel Brown from 3 till 5, and Neil Robinson with the Disco Booth from 5 till 7. Christine's got the Saturday Night Show, some great tunes coming out there from 7 till 10. And then the Dance Party Weekly with Lee Everest. And Lee Everest are 10 till 1 o'clock in the morning. So it's great music here, great entertainment on Mers FM. Take care now.
On DAB, online, on FM 105 to 107, and on your smart speaker, this is Mern's FM News.